a choyla. Your son is sick. And it's a choyla shesh plus sakono. V'shochat imoy b'yom ha-kippurim. A modly case. Came out that the goat, the kahanim came to your house erev Yom Kippur, and they bought the goat from you to use for the shnei series, the two goats. And they took the young goat, and they took it to the Beis Hamikdash, and Yom Kippur they made out one goat is the Chatas Lashem, and the second goat, your goat, punkt, is going to be the Soil Lazozel. So the young goat you gave to the Beis Hamikdash to be Lazozel. The mother of this goat you still have in your house. So now it comes Yom Kippur today, and your son got very sick. He's a chodesh shreis po sakonim, and the doctor says the only way your son will get cured is if you give him some goat meat to eat. So what do? You have had to shecht the mother. You take the mother that you have in the house and shecht it, and give the meat to your kid to eat on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to do it. But now that you shechted the mother, comes out the son though they're not allowed to use today because there's an issue of yes benoy. You're not allowed to shecht the same day your mother and the son. So now the son that you made for lazozel can't be used lazozel. So since it can't be used for lazozel, you have to get a new carbon. So to get a new carbon, that's the case that if you take a new lazozel, you should know it can't be a mechusas man. Now let's see Rashi. Rav Romer mechusas man the itzva krol lesoyim eshtaleich. Hagoyin shoyu loy lemisha moichun tzibur. This person that sold the goats to the tzibur choyin lebotech beisoy. He has a very sick son in his house. The kid is very sick. Shemut alachal all of Yom Kippurim. V'shachat esim oishosoyer shenasa mechusas man. So on Yom Kippur in the morning, you shechted the goat you have in your house for your kid, and now the soy that they used to be for lazozel becomes a mechusas man now. Meshumois of yes benoy liyachas shigul olav. Hey, you already made the girl, so we already know now that the son of the mother that you shechted that goat is the lazozel. It comes out now, this lazozel is a mechusas man. You're not allowed to use it today. That's a nafkamina. If there wouldn't be a psul of a mechusas man on lazozel, it would be kosher. Because lamaisi, you don't have to shecht it. Because since you don't have to shecht it, it would be kosher. But if you're telling me now, mechusas man is posul by a soya mishtaleach, that means the soya mishtaleach, this goat, could only be if it's a goat that you could make a shechita on it today. That means it can't be a mechusas man. It has to be a goat that's not a mechusas man that could be used. Now this goat can't be used today. Since the mother was shechta today, she's not allowed to use the son. So that's a nafkamina. So that's what the pasuk is telling us, Lashem, that in such a case, you should know the soy or mishleach you have is posel, and you have to get a new one. For the Gemara, v'chi ha'gav the miyoser? No, why is it called a mechusas man? What's wrong with this? Loisishcha tu amarachmona, v'hai lav shchitehi. The Torah, the Easter of Oysav Yesbenoi, the Torah says you're not allowed to shecht both the same day. You can't shecht the mother and then shecht its son the same day. But here the Baal Azazel, what are you doing to Azazel? You're not shechting it. All you're doing is throwing it over the cliff. So the Chur, it's not called the Shechitah. So why is it called the Mechusas Man? The Chur, you're allowed to do that today. So what do I care if the mother of this goat, you shecht it in your house today because you had a sick kid home. You're allowed to shecht for him. But I call upon him, the kid now, the Soya Mashtaleach, it should be mutter to do the din of it. The din of it is not a maisa shechita. The din of it is only to send it off the cliff. After the Gemara, Amri b'marov and Eretz Yisrael, they said over. Vaitas from Allah l'mashim Sinai that the chiyosar letzoik zui shechitosai. The din of the soil lazozel, that the mitzvah is to take it outside and throw it off a cliff. So that the way you kill it by throwing it off a cliff, that has a din shechita to it. Even though it's not really a maisa shechita, havad you're not allowed to eat it late, it's not matter the boss of achilom. But that's the halacha l'mashim Sinai that my rabbi said over. That the Torah was machshid on Yom Kippur, this maisa that you do to the soya mashtaleach, it has a chshivus as if you're doing a maisa shechita to it. So Mela, if you shechted the mother of it today, you're not allowed to do this maisa of lotzuk today. So Mela is called the mechusas man. So that's the chiddush that this soya lazot is possible. You have to get yourself another one. And Rashi says, Mi yosel elichol etzayk v'shomaisav yespenoi. Now the Gemara, yes, that's the chiddush. My brother said over that the chiyosel etzayk zui shchitasay. That's a tremendous chiddush. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Im shol shein meis zeh shol olav. The Mishnah says, what's going to be the case that Metchil on Yom Kippur, you took the girl already, and you chose one goat is a chatas Lashem, and one goat is lazozel. And then in the middle of Yom Kippur, one of them die. But two different cases. What's going to be, let's say, the chatas Lashem dies. So the eighth is, what you have to do, the Mishnah says, is, you have to take another two pair of goats, and make another girl.
So if the first one, the chattis died, so the second one, the one you choose now for chattis, that's the chattis we're going to use. The question is, though, the second one, lazozel, now you have two lazozels. You have from the first pier, that lazozel is still alive, and you have now from the second one, the second lazozel. So the Mishnah says, one of them you use, and the second one, you let pasture until it becomes a balmum, and then you poider it. You sell it, and the money you give l'nedava. So the question is, what's called the second one? Is the second one called the second lazozel, or is the second one called the first one? Like, that's the question now. So Gemara says, it goes both ways. When, and let's say the lazozel died, so you have to make another two, and you make a new lazozel, so that's the one you use. Now the second one is chattis l'Hashem, now you have two chattis l'Hashem. So the same shalom, the Mishnah says one of them we use, and the second one you have to let pasture until it becomes a balmum. So the question is, what's called the second one that you let pasture until it becomes a balmum and sell it? So it's a machlokes. Omar Rav, Rav says, Sheni Shebezug Rishon, Yakriv. You should know the first one, that's the one you still use. Sheni Shebezug, Sheni Yeror. That's what the Mishnah says, the second one, you let pasture until it becomes a balmum, that means in the second pair. In other words, let's say in the first pair, the lazozel died. So you take a new pair now, so the one that becomes now lazozel, that's the one you use. Now you have another chattis, so it comes out you have two chattis now. So Rav says, the first chattis, that's the one we'll use, lemaisam. The second chattis now, that we're not going to use, now we have to let pasture until it becomes a balmum, and then you'll sell it and be part of it. That's Rav Shita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no. Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yiror. That the first one, that's the one we don't use. We let that one pasture until it becomes a balmum. Of a Sheni Shebezug Sheni. But the second pair, the newest one you use now, the second one of that, Yakrit. That's the one you use. So Kitzitz Amachoikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, do you use the first one or do you use the second one? For the Gemara by Maikom Iflagi, what's the Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So Gemara says, Rav Sova, Rav holds, Balei Chayim, Einu Nidochim. That there's no din dichli. And we spoke about before. Here the case was, first early in the morning in Yom Kippur, you had your two goats, and one was the chattis and one was lazozel. Then let's say the lazozel died. So now that the time when the lazozel died, this chattis you can't use right now. Because the chattis l'Hashem can't be used unless it has a mate. It has to have lazozel. So at the time when lazozel died, it's called dichli. This carbon now can't be used. Now later on, you're going to bring another two goats, and you make a new gerul. So true, you're going to have another lazozel. So now later, the morning one becomes royal again. But somehow you say dichli, that since there was a time that you couldn't use the chattis l'Hashem, when it didn't have the mate, so even though later when you get the mate, that one can't be used anymore. So that's the svar why you have to use the second one. We'll soon see, that's Rav Yechanan svar. But
you could use the first one.
Yeah, that's Rav's
svara. Why don't we only bring one carbon then? In the afternoon, why bring a pair? Bring one, and then this.
To make a new girl to choose, you always have to have a pair. In other words, let's say the lazozel died. So you have to make a new lazozel. So these tanoim hold, you can't stop take one goat to make a lazozel. You have to have a girl, right? So you have to take two. So you left over an extra one. So Rav holds, you don't say, Rav Sova Balachayim in any Nidochim. The fact that when the Lazozel died, you couldn't use the Korban Hashem, good. Those few hours, you couldn't use it. But later, when you get a Lazozel, it becomes usable again. Therefore, Rav says, stay to the first one.
What happens with the second one?
That's the Mishnah says, let it pasture in the field, so it becomes a Balmum, and then you'll sell it, and the money you bring with the Dover. So you need a girl to choose new two. So you have to be stuck with two.
We could make a girl have one blank and one.
Can't do that. No, you can't. The girl has to be two. And the girl has to be two. Yeah, Rabbi Yechon is Rabbi Yechon in Sobar, Balechayim Nidochim. No, Rabbi Yechon says Balechayim is Nidochim. So according to Rabbi Yechon, when the first Lazozel died, this Korban Hashem now becomes Dochel. You can't use it. So even though later we have to take another two pair and make a new girl, so the Korban Hashem is very good now. Because the first one, the Korban Hashem, you can't use anymore. It's Dich Dochel. So merely you have to have a new girl, a new pair, to get another two Korbanos. One is L'chattis L'Hashem, and one is Lazozel. And those two you use. And the first Chattis L'Hashem, that you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and you sell it, and your money you bring in the Dover. So B'yechon and Sova Balachayim Nidochim. For the more my time, what's this Machlokes is telling you in, so you say Balachayim become Nidochim or not? It is my time with the Rav. Why does Rav say Balachayim and not Nidochim? Tomorrow says, the Yalef from Mechus Azman. Rav learns out from Mechus Azman. When an animal is first born, the first 7 days you can't use it. and then when it becomes 8 days old, it's usable. So you see, even though there's a time that you can't use it, so what? Later, when it becomes usable, you use it later. So, mechus hazman, lav alfa gav dehashto lechozi, even though right now the first 7 days you can't use the animal, when it becomes 8 days old, shapadami, you're allowed to use the animal for carbon. So I'll tell you hochinami, the same thing here by a bal chai, that first you had the two goats, one was a chatas, one was a lazozel. Now the lazozel died. At this time when it died, you can't use the chatas lashem. Later on when you make a new girl and get a new lazozel, I'll tell you that first chatas, now it becomes usable. So that's Rav Svara. Zochinami loishino. Tomorrow says midami. What? Right. That's the tushtel. Even though at that time when the lazozel died, it wasn't usable. But later, when you make a second girl, you have a new lazozel. Now it becomes usable, just like a mechusas man. Tomorrow says no midami. One is not like the other one. Hosom lo yischazi klal. By a mechusas man, the first 7 days, the klal is not roy for carbon. Like it never got a shem carbon yet. But once it gets 8 days old and it's roi for carbon, it always stays roi. Mashenkin hochom, over here by this chatas lashem, nira. In the morning you had two goats. One was lazozo, one was chatas lashem. So that chatas had a din, it was nira, was roi to be a carbon. Venidcha. And now when the lazozo dies, now the first chatas lashem becomes not usable. So maybe since it's not usable, it remains not usable. What's Rav's raya from the chusas man? The Gemara says, "Elahainu time with the Rav." Rav has to have another place to learn it out from. The Yalach mi bal mum oiver. He learns it out if an animal gets a bal mum that doesn't stay permanently, it could go away. Let's say the lip cracked and now it's split, but it can heal up again. So lachri is calls the man it split. You can't use the animal, but later when it heals up, you're allowed to do it. So chura bal mum oiver. Lav af agav deloy chazi hashda. Even though right now when it's split, when you have the mum there, you're not allowed to use the carbon. Of the kihadi mechse, later when the animal heals up, shapadami, the animal becomes roy, you are allowed to use it for carbon. Hizachinami loishino. So Rav says, who adim by balchayim? Like here, you had this chatas lashem in the morning, it was roy to be a carbon. Then when the lazozel dies, it becomes nitchi, you can't use it. But so what? Later when you get another lazozel, it becomes roy again. Just like here, a bal mum oiver. How do we know this chiddush gufa by a bal mum oiver? When the mum goes away, you're allowed to use the animal. Maybe there also we say dichui. Once at one time it's not usable, you can't use it anymore. So Mar says no. There everybody holds. The pasuk says ki mashchosam behem mumbam. That's the pasuk. When you have a mum, something wrong with the animal, it's called a ki mashchisam behem in it and mumbam. So we dashin mumbam hu dela yirotza. Calls the man, the mum is on the animal, that's when you can't use it. Ha'ovar mumon, but when the mum goes off the animal, it heals up again, is yirotza, then you're allowed to use it. So that's Rav's raya. Rav learns out from a mum oiver that you don't say dichoy b'balachayim. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon says mi et rachmana b'hem. The Bot says ki mashchosam b'hem mumbam. Now this chiddush was only said by Bamum, that even though there's a time when it's not usable, later it becomes usable again. But only by Bamum you have that chiddush. But by other psulim like here, when the lazozel dies, that you can't use the chatas lashem, it remains dichul erlem. Yemid rachmon abhem, heim hu dichi ova mumim yirotze, hakol dichuyim, any other time the animal becomes not usable, we say the svara, hoyev v'nitcha nitcha. Once it was one time not usable, it remains that way, you can't use it anymore. That's Rabbi Yechon in Svarim. The Rav says no. Hahu bohem. You know why the pasuk says an extra word bohem? It means binyonayhu delay miratze. It's telling us a chiddush in a balmum. A balmum you can't use bi'enayhu when you have it by itself. In other words, let's say you made a carbon and you shechted it even, and later you found out this carbon is a balmum. So locher is the emurim, the pieces you're not allowed to burn. You're just not allowed to burn the pieces. Close them on the by themselves. Hoaydei tarubais. But let's say the pieces, let's say you had a few carbonas there, and all, let's say, the fats got mixed up together. The yofin tarubois, then you're allowed to burn the fats of a balmum. The mirtze, could it's not like, we're not like this. Eivorim temimim keivorim balimumim. What happened if they got mixed up together? The pieces are, let's say, you had a few carbonellas, and you had all the meats chopped up, and now we came out one carbonella is a balmum, and all the meat pieces of meat are mixed up together. So Rav Lezer Weimer, im korav harosh alechem him. If you're ready with makriv one piece, let's say you have 10 heads there, and you're ready with makriv one head, is yakriv kol harosh and kulin. You're allowed to do all the rest of the heads. In other words, Mikra Din Hidashim's word behem is that there's only an Issa Bal Mum when you have it ben. When it's Betarubas, it's Mutter. So in the Rabbanim we say that if you already shechted one head, you're allowed to be told to say that one head that you already did, that was the Bal Mum, and the other nine you're allowed to do. Hu Adin Kerov, if you have the legs, Shalechet mehem, Yakriv kol akroyim kulam. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. That if you already you already burnt one leg out of these 10 legs, so you have a right to be told to say that mistama, the one leg that was burnt was the one of the Baal Mum, and therefore all the rest you're allowed to use. Habad is only a sfor in the Rabbonins, but in the Raitzah though it's smutter, because Rabbi Lezer dashes a posik of behem to teach us that it's only osur Baal Mum to burn it when it's ben, mashenk when it's betarubas you're allowed to. Even if you already burnt all 9 pieces and you only have one left over, still you're not allowed to. Because they don't hold from the word behem to say that petarubas is mutter. They hold no. Even a knife of tarubas, anytime you have a suffix, maybe this piece of meat comes from a bal mum, there's an aver, you're not allowed to burn it. Is yotzla beis asreifa? Take it to the beis asreifa. So the kids said that's what the Chum do with the word bum. For the more of Iduch, what does the other man Yama do with this? Nafkale mi bum bohem. It says 2 words, bohem and bum. So he knows that one to teach us that the mum oiver, that it's mutter, and the one to teach us that the chiddush of the mum oiver is only by a mum, but other dichuy is dochuy, and the other word bohem is to teach us this chiddush that are they terubis it's mutter. V'idach bom behem ledorish. She holds no. He doesn't dash in these 2 words, bom and behem. Therefore, he used the words behem to teach us that tarubais, if it gets mixed up, you're allowed to use them. So there's no extra possible to say that dichui, like was only said by a bal mum, that you could use it. But the dichuyim, you can't use? No. Rav holds, learn out from bal mum. Just like by a bal mum, when the mum goes away, you're allowed to use the animal. Hu adin all over Rav holds. You learn out from Baal Mum that you're allowed to use the dichui, even though it was one time no good. When it becomes good, you're allowed to use it. I, the Pasuk says, Behem, Mashma, the Chiddush is only by a Baal Mum and not by any other place. No, Rav says the words Behem we use to teach us this Chiddush. Teach us the Chiddush that if the pieces of meat got mixed up, you're allowed to burn them. For the Gemara, Ula Rav, Nehina, Midabala Chaim, and Nidochim, good. According to Rav, you're telling me now, you could use the first Chattis if you want to. Why? Because balachayim are not nidochim. That's good. Habichur, the kasher is iboy hai nakriv, iboy hai nakriv. It's still a kasher rav. Again, what was the case clearly? On Yom Kippur in the morning, you have your 2 shnei sirizim, 2 goats. One is a chatas lashem, you made the gerul, and one is lazozel. And now the lazozel dies. So now that lazozel dies, this first chatas becomes dochi. Right now, you can't use it. You have to wait another hour till you make another gerul and get a new lazozel. So now that you get the new lazozel, you have to have a gerul. So you have 2. You have a new lazozel, and you also have a new chatas lashem. So Rav says, which one do you use? Use the first one. Why? Because balachayim ein nidochim. Even though the first one wasn't roy for a time, but now that you have a second lazozel, now it becomes usable. True, mazel tov. The first one becomes usable. But you have a second one, though. It's also usable, the second one. So why does Rav say you bedavka have to use the first one? Why can't you use the second one? The chur should be up to you. You have 2 now, chatas is lashem. So chur should be up to you to choose whichever one you want. True, Rav says, if you want to, you're allowed to use the morning one, the first one. But why should you have to use the first one? Why, if you want to, can't use the second one? After Gemara, my Rav, like we had before, Rav Savalok Rav Yosi. I'll tell you, Rav holds like Rav Yosi Svarim. The Yomer, it's a Svarim that he says, Mitzvah Barishan. The first carbon that's usable, always use the first one. That's a Svarim. Here also, since the first Chatas Lashem, that was the first one that was usable. True, when the Lazozel died, it became not usable. But later, when he got a new Lazozel, it became usable again, so you have to go back to the first one. Even though you have a second Chatas Lashem, which is also really usable, but it's a new Svara to use the first one. Mitzvah Barishan. For the Gemara, hi Reb Yosi. Where did Reb Yosi say such a Chiddush? Inaim, if you want to tell me, Reb Yosi the Kupois, Reb Yosi we had in the Gemara in Shkolim, that's not, we had in the Gemara in Shkolim, that they used to put all the Machta Shekel into one big room, into the Lishka, and then they used to take the Trumas HaLishka. They used to take out the money from the Lishka and put it into 3 big baskets. And each basket held 3 soyim.
Tatnan. Shalosh kupas, there are three different baskets there. Shel shalosh shalosh soin. Each basket used to hold three saws worth of the machzor shekel. Shebehem tormin es alishka. From this, they used to take out the money from the lishka to make it a truma, that from this money in the basket, they would start using it to buy the new kabonis for this new coming year. So it cost them aleim aleph beis gimel. On these three baskets, they wrote down on the first one an aleph, the second one a beis, the third one a gimel. Fetan yom rav yosi, loma kost v'aleim aleph beis gimel. Why do we write aleph beis gimel on the three baskets? Like, what might have to mean which one was first, which one was second? So he says, leiza, leida to know, eiza mehem nitmur rishon, nitmur rishon. Which one was taken out first? Like, which basket did we fill up first, take trumon, take the machzor shekel out of the room and put it to the basket? Which one was filled up first? Might have to mean, lohavi hemenu rishon. That to use that basket first, to use the money from that basket to go buy the new kabonis. Why? She mitzvah berishon. Because it's a mitzvah to use the first basket. To see Rabbi Yossi holds the svarim, the first one that's usable, use that one. For the Gemara, no. Dilma, maybe Shani also, maybe there by the basket is different. The beibna the ischazi kamaisam. Because first what you do is, true, you have three baskets there. But at the beginning, they're all empty. First you do is you fill up the first basket. Now at the time when you fill up the first basket, this is the only basket you can use to take money to buy kabonis. The other two baskets are empty. So at the time when you first fill up the first one, there's no other one to take from. So since at that time the only one to use was the first one, maybe that's why you have to keep on using the first one. He's been at the time. The Yeschazi Kamais, when the first basket is usable, Lo Yeschazi Vasraisa. The second ones are not usable. They were empty at that time. That's why you have to use the first one. Mashenkin over here, Rashi explains, by the Shnei Sirizim. The Loch is like this. That Avada, first you make a girl. And you have to choose one Zechatas Hashem, one is Lazozel. Now, could you shaft right now the Soyer Hashem? No. There's a Ganser Seder Avodah Soyerim. You have to have the power first. The Kohen Gadol has to shaft his power, and he has to make his rikas of the power. So before the Kohen Gadol finishes those avoider, he can't shaft the Chatas Hashem. So it comes out that the first Chatas Hashem was never usable. Not true. Then the Lazozel died. So we made a new Gerul, a new Chatas Lashem. Now, at the time later in the day, after he shechs the power, when it comes Roy to be used, the Chatas Lashem, they're both usable at the same time. So since both of them become usable at the same time, after the Kohen Gadol brings his power, so Bezoi, maybe then, you should be able to use the second one. When does Rabbi Yossi say you have to use the first basket? Because at the time when the first one became usable, there's nothing else to be usable. But here at the time, when the first Chatas Hashem became usable, the second one also became usable. They both become usable at the same time. It's at the Seder of the Avodah Hayayim. It's only after you bring your power that you could use it. The Rashi says, "And the royal lishkoit adliacha matan dama par ubatoich kach meischaveru veivishneim vigrum aleim ugeshigias man shkita sasoyer kvar zeh achron imid." Later, when it comes after you did the avodah zrikas of the dam by the dama par, now both chatoyes are usable. So meichatayis Rabbi Yosi says to use the first one. So versus Ella Rabbi Yosi the Pesach, it's a different Rabbi Yosi. That now we learn like this: Hamafrish pischoin on before erev Pesach you set aside a korban Pesach. The Yovad, you lost it. Vifrish Achatachtav, you set aside a second one. V'yachakach nimtzu rishon. And now, before Erev Pesach, before the Zman Shchita, you found the first one. V'rei shneyam oimdim. You have both of them in front of you. So which one should you use? The Tanakhama says, Eizemem sheyisa yakrav, v'vrechomim. You have your choice. They're both right to be used. Whichever one you want, bring. You only bring one. Whichever one. We have Yosi Yamano, mitzvah berishon. It's a mitzvah to bring the first Korban Pesach. Why? Since that was the first one you chose, so continue using it. Only, if the second one was a notch nicer,